Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. If you sense a difference in the tone of my voice, it's because there is a difference. I am recording this episode from first class accommodations on my private balcony, Diva, in Sedona, Arizona. Oh, friends, if you could see what I'm seeing right now, you would shit yourself. All right, this may be a high-class trip, but I'm still myself here. I cannot wait to describe all the lessons I've learned here, including, but not limited to, climbing Bell Rock, getting to the top, which was ridiculous. What an experience. This may be a multi-episode situation here because I want to be able to share with you everything in detail and not make this a 6-hour podcast. But from the first class accommodations to watching the sunrise over the mountains, hiking Bell Rock, certain grounding experiences, saying yes to myself in ways that I may not have in the past, I cannot wait for you to hear what it is like here in Sedona. Let me set the scene. I'm sitting on a balcony. You may see some photos if you check out my Insta, or if you are connected to me on LinkedIn, you'll see some photos of this, and I'll put some in the show notes too. It's ridiculous. If you've never been to Sedona, I highly recommend it. You don't have to be here for a full week. I mean, you could, of course, but I'm only here, I think, 3 full days in Sedona, and I'm really experiencing what it's like to receive. Right, to receive. And I think that is, it's a little different for me. Like, I'm all about, you know, owning my awesome and first class living, you know, all that fabulousness. But I think there's something different about the energy in the air here. If you recall, last year I recorded an episode called Own Your Moment, and I was in Hawaii. And I remember looking at the mountains there, like, in disbelief that I was actually there. It was such a moment that I was like, I can't believe I'm here. This is ridiculous. It was so surreal. It's like I couldn't even believe that I was in Hawaii, that I got to go to such a magical place. And just a short year later, I'm in the same type of energy, same type of environment, if you will, with the magical and the mystical and the high vibe. And I'm looking at these gorgeous mountain ranges, and I'm not in disbelief at all. I'm 100% not surprised that I get to do this and that I'm here. And it's not an ego thing or a vanity thing. It is 100% that I did the work and on myself, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally, to be able to not only call in wonderful things like trips to Sedona, but to be able to make them happen for myself. And I think that's a big difference. I teach women often to go after what they want, but a lot of the times it seems like such a stretch and a far reach, if you will. But I learned climbing that mountain yesterday that if you want something that's higher than you currently are, you have to take a deep breath, set your intentions for it, put your head down and go, and you will get there. And it's literally how I climbed the mountain, especially in these two areas that I thought we were going to die. We had to like Spider-Man crawl these smooth ranges, if you will, these smooth areas. And, you know, I just had my Under Armour sneakers on. I didn't have hiking boots. So I put my head down, I committed to the motion, and I just went for it and got to the top. And I will absolutely put some pictures in either a Google Drive and link it here, or just have you go to my Instagram so you can see the awesomeness. You'll never truly like understand, unless you've done this yourself, what it's like to climb the top of a mountain, stand on the top of it, and just be like, holy shit, like I did it. Of course, I was crying because, you know, your girl's a big baby, but it was probably, I mean, Hawaii, same vibe, super fabulous and great. But this time, I climbed the top myself. You know, it wasn't like handed to me. My Hawaii trip was given to me by a client. It was first class accommodations as well, but it was given to me. And that seemed just unbelievable and magical and awesome. But this one, I paid for myself. And that, I think, makes a really big difference. So I'm all about calling in and manifesting our awesomeness and first class living. But there's something different when you pay for it yourself because you've earned it or saved the money. I earned Hawaii too, don't get me wrong. But there's just something different about being able to say, yep, let's go on this trip. And I've got the money I've saved, or I've leveled up my business in a way that I've planned for experiences like this. And I think that in itself will make you expand in your life and business in a way that makes you want more of this, but also it also says you're worthy of it, that I'm worthy of calling in things, but I'm also worthy of investing in myself in a way, whether it's coaching or experiences like this. We are 100% worthy of this. And it happens every day. So why not us, right? Every day people climb mountains. Every day people have first class accommodations and primary suites the size of your house, showers with heated towel racks. Like, every day people have this, or people every day have this. So why not you? So it's funny. When I first started recording, I wasn't sure where I wanted to go with this episode because I wanted to share my experience, but I also wanted to just kind of like dive into what I've learned. And so let me just kind of give you a couple quick tips, if you will, to be able to understand what I'm feeling here. And then maybe in future episodes, I'll dive more into the experiences like my first class accommodations and how that leveled me up, and that being in a luxurious environment activated a different version of me, one that believes this is for me and this is how I deserve to live and this is how I will live going forward and not accept anything less. I obviously want to talk to you a little bit about hiking Bell Rock and grounding experiences, like the sights and the sounds and the crazy terrains and, you know, connections that I felt and what the hike taught me about momentum and presence and clarity and just to head down and grit it out sometimes. And then the sunrises over the mountains. I mean, that first morning when we watched the sunrise, it was crazy. And then, of course, you know me and my showers, my portal showers. So this may be a multi-episode situation here, but let me just give you three things that I've learned high level so far about being in Sedona and things that we can take home with us, because changing our environment, going to magical places is 100% a must. But I think the biggest flex, if you will, is being able to take what we've learned here and bring it home. No matter what home looks like for us, whether it's a tiny apartment, whether it's your first house, starter house, whether it's, you know, a big, awesome house that you've always dreamed of, but you're still craving something more, whether you're a 9-to-5er in a business that, or in a company that doesn't support you, or you got laid off, or you're starting a business, or you've got a side hustle, no matter what home your life looks like today, because I'm going to go home. I'm going to take this first class experience and I'm going to go home to my little office and I'm going to go back to reality, if you will. But there's things I'm going to take with me that are going to expand me in a way that allow me to feel this energy anywhere in the world, no matter where I am. So one, I've realized that stillness is a superpower. That is very uncomfortable for me to say because I swear my blood is made of Red Bull. Red Bull and sparkles. You know me, I travel with a confetti cannon. So obviously it is odd for me to say that stillness can be a superpower, but it really is. I couldn't stress this enough. And I'm sure the two ladies with me are listening and nodding their head in total agreement. So you don't have to be at the top of a mountain or sitting on, you know, a patio listening to birds chirp and watching the sunrise to be able to breathe and pause and get still and listen to your inner voice. Listen to what either the highest version of you, God, universe, spirit, whoever you connect to that's outside of you, but also inside of you. You do not need to be in a place like this to be able to connect. And I think stillness and quiet is how you get there. So I will be embracing that a little bit more, especially in my morning routines when I go home. Our surroundings absolutely shape us. I cannot stress to you how important environment is. Actually, environment is a huge, huge piece of one of my keynotes and workshops that I talk about. It's called Getting There. And one of the E's in there is all about environment. So whether it's your home, your office, or a vacation spot, the energy of it matters. So take time every day to Marie Kondo your shit. I never watched that show, but I totally get where she's coming from. If it doesn't bring you joy, or if it's too cluttery, or you don't feel like you're free to be able to create and express the way you need to in any environment, you have to change it. Change it, alter it somehow. And if you're not sure how you can do that or what that looks like, or you feel like, oh man, I hate my job, but I mean, I need the benefits. I've got kids to feed, but I just can't be here anymore because it's so toxic, but I feel stuck. Please reach out to me. Please DM me. We will have a conversation, because it may not necessarily mean you have to leave. It may just mean you have to change something or make a few adjustments. Same with your business. If you're not doing so well in your business, you're not making money, and you feel like, oh, I may need to go get a job because this isn't working, DM me. We will have a conversation, because there may just be a few tweaks that you need to change in order to elevate your surroundings or yourself, right? It can be as simple as lighting a candle or playing music, and it can be as grand as a 2-week notice or starting your LLC. So surroundings shape you. Your environment is everything. How do you feel in your current environment? And the third and the most fabulous thing that I'm realizing is that we all deserve luxury, and luxury is defined by us. So this week, luxury to me is a Forbes house and the primary suite with heated towel racks. I don't have heated towel racks at home, but I could obviously get them at Bed Bath & Beyond if I really wanted them. It is not that big of a luxury item. However, it's something that changed how I felt getting out of the shower, having warm towel racks or a warm towel. And this balcony, being outside in the morning, luxury to me is when I feel free to create and to receive and to connect. And so it may not be about 5-star locations. It's about honoring yourself. So I would love to redefine what luxury means. And I'd actually love to hear what luxury means to you, because maybe some days it is a 5-star experience, and maybe some days it's just a hot shower and a busy day. So when you're finding yourself saying no to things that you need, don't think of saying yes as a luxury. Think of yes as something that you deserve, whether it's a bubble bath, solo dates, or even saying no to something, creating boundaries that make you feel more yourself. We 100% deserve luxury, and we deserve it in any way that we desire it. Friends, I am so excited to bring to you not only some more lessons from Sedona, but as I prepare to hike another mountain today, and this one looks a little scarier actually, I'm sure I'll bring more lessons to you, but I also know that we have to stretch ourselves more. We have to say yes to ourselves. We have to take those experiences and bring them home. We can't just leave them in these vacation spots, whether you're going to Disney with your family or going to some place that's an hour away from your home, or you're going to luxurious 5-star locations in different countries. Don't just leave what you've learned in that experience. Bring it home with you. All right, friends. I'm super curious if you've got a vacation planned or a retreat or anything that is going to take you out of your environment, and you're hoping that it teaches you something like Sedona has for me this week. Shoot me a DM. Let's finish this conversation on LinkedIn or on Instagram. And of course, until next time, keep owning your awesome.